On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. His fabulosity parlays into podcasting. Shortly after our interview, he'll make sure that Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, and all the rest of them have our Sunrise interviews posted there. In the studio, or on the news line, rather, with us now is Tim Schaefer, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. I call it the funnest day of the year, and of course, anybody who knows good grammar would correct me immediately. But I'll tell you what, opening day of trout season, the stream side, the excitement, the breakfast that you have maybe in the woods, or the getting up super early, or the lack of sleep the night before, and the licenses, and the worms, and the... Boy, the preparation and the camaraderie and the fun and the palominos. How am I doing, Tim? Am I trying to...
You're doing great. I like your fabulosity word right as we were coming into this. I don't know about the grammar there either, but that's definitely what trout fishing is in Pennsylvania. It's a huge day that everybody looks forward to. Our staff have been working, they work really throughout the year on the trout that we stock, but since mid-February, they've been putting fish all over Pennsylvania. Once again, we'll be stocking 3.2 million trout around the Commonwealth. That's complemented with another million trout that our cooperative nurseries, volunteer sportsmen's clubs stock, and that's on top of the unbelievable wild trout fisheries that we have in the Commonwealth. So really something for everybody on opening day this Saturday.
Well, and I started to maybe inadvertently mention it, the idea of the camaraderie and the feeling, and it's a little less tangible than the fabulous number, the good numbers that you just talked about. Maybe you could help capture that. What is this sense that you get pre-sunrise or prior to the start of the trout season, and then while you're enjoying the sunrise and getting ready to fish?
Yeah, I mean, I felt it yesterday. I was out near Pittsburgh helping to stock one of the streams there. You had a group of veterans there. You had a group of kids there. You had families that were there helping us to put the fish in the water. It's palpable. It really is palpable. I mean, it's part of who we are in Pennsylvania. The great thing about being a hunter or an angler is you always have something to look forward to, right? And the next season that we've got to look forward to is trout season, so it's really visceral. I mean, you feel it in your bones if you're from Pennsylvania. And what's great about Saturday is it's just the beginning. It's the opening day of trout season. We are blessed with just unbelievable waterways that are going to offer phenomenal trout fishing throughout the spring. So if you can't make it out on Saturday, if you miss your alarm clock and sleep in, no big deal. The trout will be out there on Sunday and thereafter. So really it's just the beginning of what we all look forward to in the springtime here in Pennsylvania.
Quick reflection on the Mentored Youth Day. If folks aren't familiar with it, it allows the youngest anglers to be streamside without adults pushing them aside or anything.
Yeah, it's a really, really popular program where we open trout season a week early to kids and their adult mentors. Last weekend when we had it, I was actually out at a couple different places down along the Yellow Breeches Creek in Cumberland County, and then I was up in Snyder County in your neck of the woods helping to stock up there. And what was great was the very last stop, we stopped last Saturday just outside of Middleburg. There was a father and a grandfather and a couple kids literally waiting, jumping up and down as the stocking truck arrived. And that really summed it up, is the kids just jumping up and down and being ready for trout season to begin.
Well, that's the Mentored Youth Day that was held last Saturday. All right, and if folks aren't familiar with it, walk us through opening day of trout this Saturday.
Yep, happy to. So opening day of trout season statewide is the first Saturday in April, and this year it'll be April 1st, April Fool's Day is no joke. I have to say, no joke. It is the opening day of trout season. If you haven't gotten your license yet, we've made it easier than ever. You can purchase it on your phone at fishandboat.com or on our mobile app, Fishboat PA, or at over 700 issuing agents. These are sporting goods stores that sell licenses around the Commonwealth. And we really want to thank anglers. Everything we do is with and on behalf of The fishermen and boaters in Pennsylvania don't receive general fund tax revenue. It's really funded by, you know, your fishing license dollars at work. So all the good work that our staff does is supported by those license dollars. So we thank everyone for that. So get your license. One thing you might want to consider doing, we do offer a multi-year fishing license. I know I have a five-year license, and it makes it really easy and convenient so you don't have to remember to get it every year.
Yeah,
it kicks off on Saturday, and the other reminder I really want to make people aware of is if you're fishing from a boat, please wear your life jacket. Every year, about 80% of the boating fatalities that we have are as the result of people not wearing their life jacket. We know a lot of people, whether it be on a state park lake or somewhere else, like to fish from a boat on the opening day. It's actually the law this time of year, from November 1st through April 30th on all canoes and kayaks. You have to wear a life jacket because it may be a warm day, but if you go in water this time of year, you might not be coming out. So please wear your life jacket.
Yeah, I always worry about the young men that are in the fishing kayaks. You know, one of the things you got to do when you're kayaking is you have to pay attention to your boating, you know, so that you don't tip over. And I just want to point, doing fishing and enjoying your snacks and whatever else all the while, kayaking is you got to give your full attention to that. 8 a.m. is the start time.
You got it. Yep, get out there, be ready. There's plenty of spots along the streams and the lakes, so lots of opportunities, lots of places to choose from. But yeah, this Saturday morning is when it all kicks off.
And who needs a license and who does not?
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for asking that. So 16 and over is when you need a license in Pennsylvania. So if you have kids who are under 16, they do not need a fishing license. But yeah, anybody 16 and over.
Okay, so 16 and up. And license fees have gone up and will go up. It seems perfectly understandable to me that everything is up, and I don't even remember the last time licenses went up before the little increase lately.
It was nearly 20 years ago. We've really been able to hold the line steady. And you know, our ability to set our own license fees, we're only doing so just to keep up with the cost of doing business. So, yeah, $2.50. Increase this year, again, had increased for about 20 years. Hard to think of something else that hasn't gone up in the last 20 years. And you know, the trout that we stock, you can imagine the fish feed bill that we have every year with 3.2 million trout. So just a sliver of the costs that we incur. But I say this to our staff all the time. We need to be able to look an angler in the eye and say, hey, we're using your license dollars wisely. Because it's your money, it's the angler's money, so we really are mindful of and judicious and conscious of making sure that we're being as efficient as possible with those license dollars, and we just, you know, we thank the anglers for giving us the ability to serve them.
Now, I happen to prefer to buy my fishing license at the local fishing store, since we get an opportunity to, I think you give, 50 cents or so of that goes to them, something along that line?
A dollar that does, yep.
Dollar,
and
fantastic.
So a lot of people like to, you know, go in and buy it at their favorite, you know, tackle shop. That's a great way to do it if you're in there getting your bait or your hooks or whatever else you need for opening day. Yeah, get your license there at the same time.
All right, yeah, I'll put a plug in for the Old Trail Tackle Shop and Southside Tackle Shop, Shmokin Dam and Sunbury. But you can do it online if you so choose. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you may. So again, I mentioned our website, which is fishandboat.com, and then we also have a mobile app, which is Fish Boat PA. Nice thing about both those two electronic sites is our stocking schedules are listed, and literally, if you download that app and pull it up, the very first thing you see will be a link to our stocking schedule by county. The phone, it'll know where you are. It can sense that. So you can purchase them. You can download them onto your phone. Another thing, if you do buy your license at at one of the tackle shops that you mentioned, you can take a picture of it, so you can have multiple copies of it. It's not just that one document. So if you get stopped by a waterways conservation officer and ask for your license, you purchased a hard copy, but you save a picture of it to your phone, maybe stick a copy in your tackle box. You can still display it if you like, you just don't have to anymore. But you have lots of options for saving it, so you've got it in your possession.
Yeah, I still display mine.
I do too. And in fact, I know where it is. So it's funny. So I have a multi-year license, but what I did I bought it. I actually bought it here at our office in Harrisburg, and then took a picture of it. So I got it on my phone, but I still keep it on my fishing vest, and that's the way, you know, I always know where it is. So yeah, I do the same thing. I still display it.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's the way you know where it is. I guess that's the key. Okay, and we have just a moment left to talk about boating. This idea that during the pandemic, kayaking and canoeing and boating grew exponentially. Tell us about how the numbers are, and just a quick safety advice.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just saw an absolute explosion in unpowered boat activity. You know, it's hard to drive up and down the river these days and not see canoes and kayaks out there. But we're at about 250,000 launch permits that we issue every year. Launch permits are either required if you're at a state-owned launch, so a DCM that may have state park or one of our facilities. But the numbers continue to rise across the country. Our power boats has remained remained pretty steady for the last several years, but yeah, about a 30% increase, or over 30% increase in unpowered boating activity here in the Commonwealth, and that's the trend across Pennsylvania. But again, you know, with the people that are out there in those unpowered boats, please wear your life jacket. Again, I mentioned this time of year we have a mandatory life jacket wear. Maybe a nice warm day in March or April, but if you go in the river or go in a lake, the water can still be deadly cold. So yeah, great to see that growth in activity, but please wear your life jacket.
Yeah, just wait till you get a leak in your waders. You'll be reminded that it's still
we've all been there.
It's still April out there. Okay, well, thank you so much. Anything else to add, Tim? We so much appreciate these updates. Anything else you wish to contribute?
Just to thank everybody. Thanks to those who have been out helping us stock this spring. Thanks to our volunteers who help with habitat projects. And just, you know, thanks to our staff. I mean, we could not do it without, we have about 420 full-time complement around the Commonwealth. We have about 200 seasonal staff. We could not offer the services and the opportunities in Pennsylvania that we do without just our top-notch staff all around Pennsylvania. So really, thank you to them for the opportunities that they're going to make available for people this Saturday.
All right. Where are you going to Saturday morning? Where would somebody find you if they're looking?
I got to tell you, I'll probably be in the office.
Making
sure that things are going okay.
That's
like
funny.
To do that, make sure the license system's working well, making sure there's no issues in the
gotcha.
Field. This will be sort of my command post in the morning. But then I will say, I'm sure I'll be heading up to Clark's Creek, which is just north of Harrisburg. Stream that I really love. It's one of my favorites. So, yeah, here in the office, making sure things are going smoothly, but then ultimately getting out to hit a couple of local trout streams.
All right. Well, I'm a Bald Eagle Creek guy myself, but I think we're on the same vein there. Thank you so much, team. Tim, keep in touch. We appreciate these updates. Maybe we'll talk as boating season really kicks in, and we'll talk about the powered boats, too, and some of the aspects of that. So that's to be continued. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
That is Tim Schaefer. He is the Executive Director, Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, on the opening of the trout season, 8 a.m. this Saturday.